All right, Jimmy K is at the Dark Horse Art Bar right now. Hey, Jimmy K, how are you?
I'm doing well, Rob Roberts. Good evening to you. Good evening, Rocker and Terry Barr.
Hi.
And good evening to everybody across the Civic Media Radio Network. I am Jimmy K. I'm broadcasting live from the Dark Star Art Bar in Madison, 756 East Washington Avenue, sandwiched in between Cargo Coffee and Salvatore's Tomato Pies. You know what I've already done? I've got a 10-inch sausage pepperoni from Salvatore's Tomato Pies.
Okay.
Excellent.
That makes us jealous, but we're also jealous that you're there and you're going to have a blast tonight with what's happening.
It is going to be a great night of rock and roll at the Dark Star Art Bar tonight. It is the Maxine Concert Showcase. We have Sky Urchin. They haven't played a show in Madison for quite some time. I'm super excited about that. The Vipers are playing tonight. They're a legendary Madison band. And making their public debut for the first time. That's why we call it a debut, Rob. It's Peacemaker. You remember I Am Dragon from the day back in the day? John Stover, the leader of I Am Dragon, is now the leader of Peacemaker. And they're going to shatter windows at the Dark Star Art Bar tonight.
Oh, man.
I got to tell you, too, I'm here with some friends. I'm here with some friends here. Sam Johnson, the owner of the Dark Star Art Bar, is here with me.
Nice.
Sam, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks a lot. Good to be here.
Great. It's great to have you first. Beautiful venue, first of all. Congratulations. Tell me the emotions, the roller coaster of emotions you had when you first turned the key and the Dark Star was yours.
Well, it was all pretty exciting. We waited, I don't know, 5 or 6 months and then got the same venue back that we had before. And it was really great. Because I got to redo the bar and make the stage a little better, make the sound system better, make the bar better, more of my original vision that I didn't get to do before. So it's been fantastic.
And now that the place is yours, your vision come to reality for you, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yep.
How exciting! One aspect about this particular space, when it was the Dark Horse and now it's the Dark Star, you kept the art bar aspect of it, and you're dedicated to the visual arts along with the music arts. Talk about that.
It's two of my favorite things. I've been doing gig posters for 25 years or something like that, 20-some years. So I've always been in the music scene, and I do my own art, and I've worked with other artists for almost that amount of time, too, and I like to support local artists and local bands and also bring in people from out of state and across the country.
And even international, off air, we were talking about a band from Canada that's come here at least 4 times now.
Ooh.
Yeah, Autopilot. They're fantastic. It's a 3-piece alternative pop band that's excellent. Tonight's a real rocker, though.
Tonight is definitely a rocker. We got Sky Urchin, the Vipers, Peacemaker making their public debut. Lots of specials or a few specials here at the Dark Star right now. You want to go through that list or do you have it in memory or?
Well, happy hour runs 6 to 8 and that's always $1 off taps, $1 off rails, $1 off wine. We have a Cabo Wabo, Paloma and, Moscow Mule special.
The Four Rows Old Fashioned. That sounds delicious. I love it. Tell me about the Four Rows Old Fashioned.
Well, I like bourbon old fashions. I know we're in Wisconsin and everybody likes brandy old fashions, but they're all delicious. We'll make you a brandy old fashioned too.
So the Four Rows is a bourbon.
Yes, it's delicious bourbon.
I'm going to have to sample that. I think so. I have to quality assure this Four Rows bourbon old fashioned.
Please do. You'll like it.
And I encourage everybody else listening to Max Inc. Radio right now to do the same thing. Come join us. 756 East Washington Avenue. You know, sound quality is a huge part of a live show. And here at the Dark Star is John, the sound engineer, is joining us right now. John, how you doing tonight, man?
I'm doing great, man. It's good to be here.
You ready to push the buttons, make the rock and roll sound pretty tonight?
Absolutely, absolutely.
What's your background? What have you done beside running sound here at the Dark Star?
Well, I have a very long history with running sound and sound design, both for rock bands and for bands in general, but also for theater and sound design for theater and for movies and for film. So I've had my hand in sound design for over 10 years. I currently work with Full Compass over in Verona, a really
Of course you work for Full Compass. Every musician or anybody who's connected with Full Compass in the music scene here works at Full Compass. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I mean, we do tend to draw them in, so to speak. It's a lot of like-minded individuals who are trying to, you know, provide solutions.
So you would agree with me by the statement if I were to say, thank God for Jim Roof?
Yes, thank God for Jim Roof. Actually, he just celebrated a birthday about a week ago. Happy birthday, Jim. He's going to be mad if he hears it.
Love Jim Roof. We love you. Come on down to the Dark Star Art Bar, 756 East Washington Avenue. We got some drink specials. We got to try that Four Rows Old Fashioned.
I want a full report.
A bit of brandy. I know you're in Wisconsin, but that's all right. You could do a little something different, right? What are some of the best shows you've done here at the Dark Star so far, John, that you've picked for that were memorable for you?
Actually, the very first one I did here was really memorable. We had a group that afterwards I tried to look them up online afterwards. It didn't have a whole ton of success, but it's headlined by a group called Good Corners, and they described themselves as cowboy space jazz. And that's exactly what it was. There's a ton of synthesizers, really low, rumbling, ambient tones, and then like harmonica and slide guitar. And it was very, very cool, especially as we like got into the early hours of the morning, and it just sort of like the world sort of like slowly fades away. It was very, very cool. That was very memorable.
Stoned cowboys with synthesizers.
100%. Like, think Cowboy Bebop. If you know anime, think Cowboy Bebop. And that's sort of the energy we're going for on that.
I love it. I love it. And Sam, tell me some of the shows that are coming up that you're excited about. Hold on a second.
There's a bunch of great shows coming up. The Bob Bucko Jr. and Friendly Spectre show is coming up on October 19th. Malva with the Irish Goodbyes and Courtesy of Tim, which is going to be awesome. It's kind of like pop punk and ska in the best way possible.
Courtesy of Tim is so great. I love the horns in that band. A little punk rock and ska all put together.
That's September 23rd. It's going to be awesome.
And, of course, Tim Consequence is going to be here tonight with the Vipers.
Yep, and Tim's great. Everything Tim does is great.
He's a genius with an organ.
Sure.
All right, we got that settled. Hey, come on down. Dark Star Art Bar, 756 East Washington Avenue. We hope to see you. We got Sky Urchin, the Vipers, Peacemaker. The show starts at 9. We'll check back in with you a bit later. Broadcasting live on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy K. We are local music.
The Big Payback. I think this is Terry's song. She was stuck in that traffic today.
Yeah, it was a little weird traffic on a Saturday, you know, when everybody's already at a Badgers game, and I'm coming back from up north, and the traffic's going in the wrong direction, I was
You're like
thinking.
Salmon. You're just, like, trying to get back, right?
Swimming downstream.
Yeah. Jimmy K's on the phone.
All right.
He's at the Dark Horse eating
way.
Pizza. No, he's eating pizza. He brought none for us.
Oh.
They're like Uber Eats or something, right?
Well,
like, Jimmy,
send
me a pizza.
I tell you what, the Salvatore's tomato pie I just had was fantastic. I had the sauce and pepperoni.
It's so good.
And I think they put a little extra red sauce on it, which was okay because it gave me the Mighty Mouse feeling right now because it's so good.
You know what I love about Sal's? There's three locations now, right?
We always order out of Monona.
Yeah, three locations. Boom. That's right. Sun Prairie, mm-hmm. Livingston Street, right next where I'm standing, and also Monona Drive.
Yes.
Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's.
Nicely done.
SalvatoresTomatoPies.com.
You're welcome.
Did that for memory. Are you impressed?
Yep, I'm just checking that off the list.
There you go. We are live at the Dark Star Art Bar, 756 East Washington Avenue here in Madison. It's the Maxine Concert Showcase tonight. Sky Urchin is here tonight. The Vipers and making their public debut, Peacemaker. So excited about the Maxine Concert Series Showcase tonight. Come on down and join us. There are some drink specials happening. Happy hour is until 8 o'clock tonight. Dollar off rails, also taps, and wine. So dollar off until 8 o'clock. You heard Sam talking about the Four Rows Old Fashioned later. I'm currently drinking one of those. Hang on, let me take a drink.
Okay.
Mm. So
I can taste it.
I had the sour option. I decided to go sour instead
you
of sweet.
Went sour.
And it's made with bourbon instead of brandy. It's not true Wisconsin. It's kind of Illinois-ish, but it's really delicious. So that's to say about that. Come down and get one.
Okay.
Hey, I'm here with an old friend from the Madison comedy scene. Andrew Whining is with us tonight. What's going on, Andrew?
Hello, hello, Max Inc. World. Hello, good to see everybody.
It is great to see you. Thank you for coming down tonight. We're going to talk about the Capital Comedy Hour that's happening on September 23rd here in just a couple of minutes. But I don't want to poop on you, man, because you've been around the comedy scene off and on for quite a number of years now, man. I guess if you had to make an elevator pitch to somebody, hey, this is my style of comedy, what would that elevator pitch be?
Ooh, that's a great question, Jimmy. I guess I would say that I was like self-deprecating, but also observational. Okay. I do my best to keep it like relatively clean, but also enough that anybody can kind of get into it if they're ready to laugh.
What's the worst insult that you ever threw to yourself?
Oh, this is a true thing that happened to me. I have a joke about how like folks who are homeless in the Midwest are even like pretty nice compared to the East Coast. Somebody asked me for change in New York and I said, "Sorry, man, no cash." He looked me right in the eye and he said, "That must be why those pants don't fit."
Whoa.
A Midwestern homeless person would absolutely never. They would just say, "Have a good day."
Yeah, right,
wow.
Right. That's hilarious, man. So you've been in the comedy scene for how long now?
So the first time I got on stage ever was probably in like 2013, but I would say that I've been active for the past like 3 to 4 years.
If you had to give advice to somebody out there that's listening to the show right now, I want to do some stand-up comedy. What is the best advice you could give them to have them succeed in that dream?
Yeah. First of all, be kind to yourself. It's very, very hard to do.
This is coming from somebody who insults himself on a nightly basis.
That's correct. You get real comfortable being insulted by yourself and others. And aside from that, just get on stage. There's localmadisoncomedy.com that we'll talk about. Has a list of all the open mics, 4 or 5 nights a week. There's a place you can be to try something. Just be bold, give it a shot, and be forgiving to yourself.
And what I really love about the Madison community, Madison comedy scene that I've witnessed over the past years is that it's a very supportive community. You have a lot of comedians here in Madison that will welcome you in and actually help you and give you tips along the way.
Yeah, yeah. That's something that Madison, feels like the size of the city it is. Maybe in New York or Chicago or whatever, it would feel a lot more cutthroat. But here, I mean, we're just so excited when somebody new, funny, interested shows up that we like really do our best to bring people along.
That's awesome. And that's important. That happens in the Madison music scene as well. Musicians will take other musicians. They'll collaborate with each other, help each other out, book shows together. And it's basically the same thing that's happening in the Madison music scene that's happening in the Madison comedy scene.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's something that, my show that we'll get into. I mean, like, I've got a whole writer's room. I've got 5 or 6 people that write for me. I just got the sketch back for the show that we're going to do. With that I wasn't even involved in that I saw today, and it was hilarious. These are guys that, I'm just collaborating with and went and did their own thing. It's awesome.
Andrew Whining here with us at the Dark Star Art Bar. We're talking about some comedy. Let's talk about the Capital Comedy Hour. That's happening up. The next show is happening Saturday, September 23rd. Show starts at 9, goes until 10:30. There's a live music set at 8 o'clock. Talk about the show itself, the Capital Comedy Hour. It's based on kind of a late night TV talk show.
That's correct. Yeah, we call it a late night variety show. So Capital Comedy Hour, way back in the day, this was years ago, used to be just a stand-up showcase. And it was just like the best comics we could find, bring everybody in. Me and my producing partner, Matt Jordan, sat down and said we wanted to kind of emulate the late night shows of like, Conan O'Brien is kind of a personal hero of mine, probably, in my opinion, the best to ever do it. I'm the Conan O'Brien of this experience. I'm going to have the suits. I'll go up there. We got headline jokes. We've got sketches. We've got interviews. Like I say, we got Matt doing an hour of live piano to start at 8 p.m. before the show starts at 9. So the whole thing is, stand-up based, but it is a true variety experience.
As far as late-night talk shows, Conan O'Brien, he's awesome. I like him.
Yeah.
My personal hero is David Letterman. I love Letterman.
Yeah.
Letterman's incredible. Like, also right there, underrated Craig Ferguson. I don't know if you remember much of the Craig Ferguson show. He was a little weirder. His sidekick was just a talking robot, But like I, that was kind of my love of Conan, is that he would do the alt stuff while still kind of hewing into like that mainstream. But Letterman, incredible.
Amazing. Talk about some of the guests that's coming up in your next show here on September 23rd. It's a really stellar list of people coming in, making jokes and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So a couple people, our headliner is a fellow named Aidan McCluskey. He opens for nationally touring comedian Nick Mullen, who's a really famous podcaster and comedian. I saw him open for Nick, and he just destroyed. He was. I've seen hundreds of hours of stand-up at this point. Aidan is top five funniest people I've ever seen. And I said, like, I mean, do you think maybe? So I reached out, and he was so cool. He was immediately like, yeah, let me know dates. I'm coming.
Right.
So he's incredible. He's going to do probably 25 minutes or so, and he's just going to murder. And then he's bringing a Minneapolis comic, Tia Hannes, who's she's newer. I'm told very funny. I saw some clips of her.
I watched her a little bit on YouTube today for show prep, and she made me pee my pants.
Yeah, yeah. And then Dan Bakula is also going to be there. You, Jimmy, might remember Dan if you were back. Yeah, Dan. So Dan moved to the Twin Cities. He's coming back to do a longer set for us because he's been doing stand-up the whole time in the Twin Cities as well.
Dan was our guest, I believe, at the Wisco or maybe the Frequency when we were doing the Jimmy K shows.
Yeah, Dan is an old school guy. Dan's been doing this a long time. Dan, also hilarious. And then unlisted on the bill so far, but we just added her, is a local comedian and improviser, Peggy Hurley, who's just been lighting it up at the Comedy Club recently. And we said, we got to ask Peggy. So we are loaded. The lineup is crazy.
That's amazing. And during the show, I mean, it's obviously you're scripted out, but there's going to be some improv in these shows. You really don't know what's going to happen, right?
Absolutely. I won't spoil any surprises, but we've got, I think, two segments that are going to be a little chaotic in a really fun way.
That's amazing. All right, real quick, we're almost out of time here. The show is happening Saturday, September 23rd. It's at Madison's on King Street.
Yep.
If people wanted to get tickets, how do we do that?
So we have a right on localmadisoncomedy.com. There's a link to the Eventbrite, and a special treat for you guys. Tickets are $20 because it's a loaded show, but if you put in promo code Max Inc., you can get $10 tickets to Capital
nice.
Comedy Hour when you check out.
Promo code Max Inc. All right, Andrew, thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Woo. All right, we're live at the Dark Star. Come back and see us. Jimmy K.
The Mascot Theory on Max Woo! Inc. Radio. Now, Terry.
Yes, dear.
I've got a Viper song next, and the reason why I have that song is because Jimmy K's at the Dark Horse.
Oh, yes, yes.
Art Bar.
Okay.
Dark Star Art Bar.
Yes, yes.
No
yes.
horse.
No
sorry.
Horse anymore.
Sorry.
Star.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Jimmy, how are you?
The horse is dead.
Oh, jeez. Oh, man.
We're out on East Wash beating the dead horse right now.
Stop.
At the Dark Star Art Bar. And there you go. I hope you're all having a great night. I'm Jimmy K, broadcasting live from the Dark Star Art Bar, 756 East Washington Avenue. We're here for the Max Inc. Concert Showcase. It's Sky Urchin. They're going to be on stage tonight. I haven't seen Sky Urchin for a hot minute. I cannot wait. Robert Halstead is on location. And if you could see Robert Halstead right now, it is a beautiful sight because he has the most beautiful hat. And like a peacock Hawaiian shirt. Rob Roberts, you would be impressed. I will get a picture.
Nice.
I promise. I will get a picture and tell you all about it.
And I'm sure you're wearing a Hawaiian shirt too, I would imagine.
No, I have my corporate Max Inc. radio shirt on.
Oh, of course.
Oh, the nice one, though. You know, my husband saw those shirts and he's like, where do I get myself one of those?
Right?
He said you guys look amazing in those.
Come on down, Brian. You can throw us a bike and get yourself a bowling shirt.
Thank you, Jimmy K.
You're the best. Sky Urchin, the Vipers, Peacemaker are here. I have to report, I've had one four rows old fashioned on the sour side. I went to the sour side instead of the sweet. I definitely recommend sour because, well, it's really delicious.
Ooh.
And I'm going to have a second one here in a couple of minutes. We'll see how the broadcast continues from there. Also, I want to give thanks to our sponsor tonight, Herbal Aspect Cannabis Elevated. There's three locations in Madison, Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and that brand new location out by Woodman's West on Gammon Road. I heard that the grand opening at Herbal Aspect West was amazing. Melissa Agard, our senator from Wisconsin here in the state of Wisconsin, was there. She cut the ribbon. How cool is that? You know, Herbal Aspect also is offering local delivery and shipping if you order off the website, herbalaspect.com. Of course, they have the highest quality lab-tested cannabinoids, including Delta-8, THC, HHC, CBD, CBG, CBC, and even CBDN. I have no idea what those things meant, but I got to tell you, Alan Robinson gave me some gummies at Atwood Fest. I had four of them before I came here. I'm not complaining. Everything is rosy. Everything is good. And it goes great with the old fashioned, too.
Oh my
so that's
gosh.
Really cool.
Hey.
Make sure you stop. Oh, sorry, Terry. I didn't mean to offend you there.
I think I need a selfie from you to be able to post tonight of you in your in your element.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Your corporate shirt and all.
The selfie will be mighty. My eyes will be glowing red and it'll be awesome.
Did you say that they had...
It can be as double radio. I am double radio now.
So did you say they had CBGBs?
I've got the CBGBs.
CBGBs. I like that.
HerbalAspect.com.
I love Herbal Aspect. I love Alan Robinson. And please support local businesses while you're supporting local music. Hey, speaking of local music, right next door to the Dark Star Art Bar is Cargo Coffee. And every Saturday night at Cargo Coffee, they have shows, singers, songwriters, Americana, folk music is really awesome. Glenn Winnicombe is playing there tonight.
Ooh.
From Cargo Coffee, the guy who helps book some of the music there, is German. Hey, German, how's it going?
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Glad to pop over. Say
dude,
hi.
Dude, you have a lot of stuff going on. And in your hand, you actually have a calendar, a monthly calendar for the is it 2024 Madison Is Music Just Show Up calendar. Tell us about this thing.
Ooh. All right, the calendar is to prove that Madison has got a lot of people in your neighborhood. They're working behind the counter, they're cab drivers, they're coffee people, they're nurses and doctors and lawyers, and the calendar is showing musicians next to them at work and on stage, because you may not recognize them, and it happens all the time, and people need to realize that we're so full of music. They're right next to you, serving your coffee, driving you to work.
That's awesome. And you and Dana Perry, you guys are involved with, is it the Greater Madison? Help me out with that.
Yeah, it's a GMMC, Greater Madison Music City, GMMC.org, and they're basically doing all the bureaucracy to set up a music and tourism specifically for music and culture department. So that way it gets a city focus, almost like a Dane Arts, but for Macomb or for Madison.
And if people wanted to get involved with this or help you out and supporting this cause, how do we do that?
Oh, GMMC.com or .org is the best place to go. GMMC.org. They are keeping everything up to date. You can get all the PDFs that were leading up to this big adventure, and then also the Madison Is Music stuff that Dana and I are working on, it's all being given out free, and it's only at the venues. You'll get coasters, there's stickers and buttons and the calendars, and they're at the venues. You got to go to the venues to get them. We're trying to get seats in the butts or butts in the seats so that way we can, you know, Madison is proud of their football and cheese, and I think they should be just as proud of their music. And that's what Dana and I are focusing on, is letting Madison know we're worth being proud of music.
I'm checking out the calendar right now, just fast-forwarding. So each month has an artist on the calendar. February is Lucky Vita. We love him. He's out in L.A. right now. March is – I'm not sure who March is. Who's
Marlo
it?
Darkin.
Marlo Darkin.
Yeah, she kind of heads up the punk picnic.
Yeah.
Oh, Marla from Venus and Furs.
Yep.
Sure, you bet. April is Blythe Gamble. We love Blythe Gamble. Hey, Rob Roberts, I think there's a Blythe Gamble song in the options for tonight. You should definitely play that later on.
Yeah, we'll make that happen. Sure.
Awesome.
May is Robert Groen.
From People Brothers Band.
Uh-huh.
He's a contractor.
Their new album, the People Brothers Band new album, is so fantastic. Angela Flirta.
Gotta get that. Yeah, Angela Puerto. She's a city planner. She's also on the GMMC board, and she's a hell of a local musician.
She's for June. For July, we got Kevin Mason.
Yeah.
Great singer-songwriter from Madison. Karen Wheelock.
Yeah.
For August, we all know, love Karen Wheelock.
Oh, yeah.
Who else? Annalise Howell for September. Teacher. She's very influential.
Chad Bartel is a founder of the Panchromatic Steel and lawyer.
And
you're playing live
are.
In the Devil's Lair tonight.
Yeah.
Chad just heard you say that. He's waving high.
Chad is waving. Excellent. Kelly Heffer for November. She's awesome. Super talented. And Richard Kessler. For December. So this is a super cool calendar. If people wanted to get a copy of this calendar, how do we do that?
We're putting them all out in the venues for free. So you got to go to a show and ask about them. We're going to have coasters out, buttons. There's going to be etched glass. We're hitting all the numbers. You know, you hand out 100 business cards, three people will check it out, one person will buy it. So we're just hitting numbers, thousands of stickers. GMMC just printed thousands more stickers to start putting out in coasters, and it's been a lot of fun. I'm really excited. I think we're heading in the right direction.
I love your slogan too. Show up.
Yeah.
It looks like a movie ticket. Just show up.
That's it. Just show up. You know, just show up. Like it's four musicians, four musician goers. I think it hit it well.
Yes. They definitely did. German, thank you so much. We appreciate what you do for the scene here. You're awesome, brother.
Yes.
Thank you. I love you guys.
We love German.
Cargo Coffee right next to the Dark Star Art Bar, 756 East Washington Avenue. At the Dark Star tonight, we got Sky Urchin, we got the Vipers, we got Peacemaker. Coming up later tonight, I'm hoping to have a conversation with Tim Consequence, who I think just showed up here tonight. Also, John Stover from Peacemaker. We're going to have a chat with Robert Halstead from Sky Urchin. Broadcasting live from the Dark Star Art Bar on East Washington Avenue, I'm Jimmy Kay. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Yeah.
As promised.
Thank you for that.
You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Terry.
That was Blythe Gamble, right?
It was.
And the Rolling Dice, I think, is that?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Bing, I wish I had a bell. We need a bell in
Thank
the new
you.
Studio.
Oh, I could get you one.
Like a game show.
Uh-huh. Bring, bring. You are correct.
Jimmy, we're getting a bell.
Oh,
Rocker said it was okay.
I love bells. Also, Blythe Gamble, I think she's March. In the. She's your roommate? All right, so I'm here with Shannon, the bartender
no
at the Dark Star Art Bar. And Shannon just dropped the bomb on me. Blythe Gamble is your roommate?
Yep.
Just like
Will you please do me a favor? When you see Blythe later at home, will you please give her a hug from Max Inc. Radio?
I'd love to.
Because Blythe...
Love to.
Blythe is the bomb.
Yes!
Yes, she is.
Yes!
And she also works part-time at Willoughby's on Williamson Street, and she makes a hell of an omelet.
Yes.
I work at Willoughby's, too.
Her breakfast is legendary.
Yeah.
Can I have a Fair Oaks, a half of Fair Oaks with no egg, with sausage and bacon?
Sounds like an order for Blythe.
Yes, exactly. Blythe.
He's just eating his way through it.
She'd remember that.
She knows I'm allergic to eggs. And so when I come into Willoughby's, she always, hey, Jimmy K, what's happening? What are you going to have without eggs tonight? The last time I was in there, she made me a sausage McMuffin. I don't want to say McMuffin because, screw that other place. But a sausage muffin. A muffin with spinach and sausage and cheese. It was fantastic.
She's a hell of a cook.
She is. So... here right now in this moment you're a bartender at the Dark Star Art Bar, and I'm raving about these old fashions, the four rows old fashions. You made me five of them so far tonight on top of the gummies I ate. Am I okay? Am I not being too obnoxious? Am I?
It seems like you only had three.
I lost count. I'm trying to emasculate my old brandy fashion consumption.
I'm just amazed you can.
Better than brandy.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And I'm having it as a sour, not the sweet.
Sour's where it's at.
Are you more impressed when someone orders a sour over a sweet?
Absolutely.
And why is that?
Because it's better. It's got more flavor.
What is it that makes the sour old fashioned special here?
Squirt.
Oh, you use squirt.
Squirt.
What?
Yes.
Squirt.
It just took
That's
me a second.
Secret
Squirt.
Recipe.
Yeah.
And that mystery voice is Tim Consequence here in Madison. He's like a rock and roll punk legend here in Madison. Tim, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks, Jimmy.
Great to see you, dude. The Vipers are playing tonight here at the Dark Star. The Vipers have been around Madison, is in my mind, forever.
I think it has been that long.
Are you that old?
I'm forever old.
I got to interview Robert Halstead a couple of weeks ago. We're going to talk with Robert later. He's, of course, in Sky Urchin. But he was telling about the story on air in this interview about you and him and a bunch of other people transporting your Oregon from the Inferno back to your studio at Spider Studios. It's behind the Inferno when it was there. And the Maple Bluff police were, like, holding a roadblock for you to get the Oregon through.
That's right. I'm sure Robert remembers it better than I do, but I think that van was a stationary van, and it was easier to roll the Oregon in a van than it would be to carry it all the way over to the Inferno. So
that Oregon to do shows, that Oregon's a bitch, isn't it?
Don't talk about my Oregon that way.
Oh my God.
Seriously though, that Oregon has a lot of history in shows that you've done around Madison.
That is the truth.
What's the best show that Oregon has ever done?
It was probably that Inferno gig.
And who was that with?
That was with Sky Road Fly, the precursor to Sky Urchin, if some of you may remember.
Sure. Sky Road Fly was awesome. We play their music a lot. Sky Urchin, of course, is awesome. They're here tonight at the Dark Star Art Bar. It is the Maxine Concert Showcase with Sky Urchin, the Vipers, Peacemaker. Cannot wait for Peacemaker. As far as the Vipers, man, what's going on? What's new with you guys? What do you have to talk about?
Well, not much is new. We still have some copies of our 7-inch split with Chunkhead available at the merch booth today. And I think we got some stickers now.
Stickers are good, man. Not only are you a musician, but you're also a producer. You mix a lot of music. You make a lot of music for bands and record it for bands. Talk about Spider Studios and what you're doing there these days.
Well, I'm not associated with Spider Studios.
Wrong then. Where did I go wrong, Tim?
I have Acme Sound Studios.
Acme.
Yeah.
All right, so let me rephrase the question. What are you doing new and awesome at Acme Sound Studios these days?
We're working on the brand new EP from Peacemaker.
Nice.
Who's playing here tonight?
They are playing here tonight. I'm super excited to hear Peacemaker. Are you familiar with John's old band, I Am Dragon?
I am familiar, and I caught a glimpse of the new 12-inch LP from them.
Yes, I saw that as well. I'm very excited about that. If you had to sum up Peacemaker in one word, what would that word be?
One word?
One word. Well, if you had to use two, that would be fine.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Three.
Rock and roll. The and is like the... is the.
This is Max Inc. Radio, and you know, we still got Jimmy. He's still on the phone, and he's down there at the Dark Star Art Bar. Jimmy, how are you doing down there? How's the drinks? That's what
I'm
we really want.
Well, I'm on my 97th brain bourbon old fashioned.
The room's just spinning at this point.
I've also swallowed or eaten about 9 gummies from Herbal Aspect.
Oh my!
I am on top of my game right now. And I'm very proud of that, by the way. We're live at the Dark Star Art Bar, 756 East Washington Avenue, for the Maxine Concert Showcase. Sky Urchin is here tonight. The Vipers, a Madison legendary band, the Vipers. Also, the debut of Peacemaker. From Peacemaker is John Stover. John, it is wonderful to see you tonight. How you doing, brother?
I'm excellent tonight. I'm on top of the world right now.
On top of. So before we get to Peacemaker, you just gave me a present then I'm absolutely just ecstatic about. You gave me, you just gave me, is this the, what's the name of this album, John?
This is a vinyl pressing copy of my previous group, I Am Dragon, The Lucky Ones. It's our debut EP.
It's the debut EP. This is the album with Major Bros,
yeah,
the Lucky Ones, like, in the core maze.
The classics. Yeah. At least if you know, you knew our band. The original, like the big lineup with Brian playing guitar too. Like this is the first one. So,
oh my god,
it's something we had dreamed about doing when the band was a thing, and we could never really justify a pressing, like a proper 100,000 pressing. Like it was like we're gonna be sitting on these in my pants.
100,000 copies.
Yeah, right. No, we couldn't even like sell probably 20. So it was like I didn't want to have that sitting in my basement with my wife being like, "Why did you do this?"
But there was a price break, right? You know.
Also with minimum price, you got to do a minimum. But so actually, Ty of Lords of the Trident told me about this website Funaki, and they will do one copy of a vinyl for you. You supply the artwork and like the files, the music files. And you can get one to a million if you want. But that's what I did here. It was kind of a test. So this is kind of the experiment for the new Peacemaker EP. We're going to put it out on these. I think we're going to use them again. And so we're going to do it that way. But, like, this was kind of the test because I just wanted to see what it would wind up like. And we're really happy with the product. So,
oh, my God. I am so excited. I'm going camping tomorrow. E-Dub is at the Dark Star Art Bar with me, too.
Vinyl player camping. Bring the somebody's got to have a power connection, right?
That's not campy, dude. That's glampy.
No, I don't know. If you're the weirdo with like a record player and a hi-fi setup camping, I think you're a boss. I don't think that's anything.
That's a superstar.
People won't even know. Like I don't even know what to call that. You know?
Oh my god.
I have aspirations. It's next time I go camping.
Thank you so much for the album. That is awesome. I love the vinyl. I cannot wait to get back from vacation to play that vinyl. Tell me about Peacemaker, John. I know I've been talking to you on Facebook for quite a while about Peacemaker. I know you were super excited about this project. What's your elevator pitch for Peacemaker?
Well, we're a band that I tell people is like 3.5 years in the making because I started writing these tunes like right around when COVID happened. I started working from home all of a sudden and had access to all my instruments like during the workday, which was like a wonderful, beautiful temptation because
not much work happened in there, right?
I mean, it happened. I kicked a lot of ass in that time, but it was like instead of that 5-minute break when you walk outside in your office and you're kind of like, okay, here's the sun, this is nice, I guess. I picked up the guitar for like 10 minutes and was just like, okay, jam something out. And then like a couple hours later, pick up the guitar again for 10 minutes. Like, and so these ideas kind of just like started happening again. It had been a while. Like I've been parenting. I have an 8-year-old and a 4-year-old. And that was really a lot of energy and still is. But having that opportunity during the workday to like refresh with music made the song start. So that was the start. And then after that, it was like, okay, I got to find people. And that's a whole long story that I could tell the whole thing, but it's going to take too long.
So who is the shortened version? Who's in the band and why are they in the band?
So the bass player is a fellow that I met through another friend. The two of them were in a high school band from Illinois. You know, I gave him crap about it all the time, of course, but you know, I'm glad he's here. And he was a guitar player and I would often hang out with him and play him the riffs that I was writing. And he's like, this is great. I like this stuff. And he would learn them really fast when we would jam. And so I was like, man, like we really worked well together. Like we should maybe consider doing this, but you know, two guitar players, like I like it, but my fantasy was a 3-piece. I always wanted a 3-piece because like after working with 4 and 5 people, it was like, simplify it. The whole process can be, and you know, everybody's got partners and kids and careers and life, and the less people you can have involved, the easier it is to make decisions if everybody's like pulling their weight. So Dan was like, well, I'll buy a bass. And I'm like, are you sure? Like, you don't have to do that.
Just go out and buy a bass.
He went out and bought a bass. I found him a bass from Dave's Guitar that was like a good, like beginner Squire, but like good quality one. He bought it. And it's like, he's like, pretends like he's not a bass player, but you wouldn't know. So he's a bass player. And then,
Dave's Guitar, you know, they're moving to Sub Prairie.
Oh, really? The Fitchburg is moving?
Yeah, they're moving. They're opening a store in Sub Prairie.
Are they adding a store or moving the store?
I don't know that. I know. I saw a story. They're coming to Sub Prairie.
Right on. Well, I hope they open another one because I love Dave's. But so anyway, Dan got on board. And then I wrote this like big manifesto on Craigslist of all places out of desperation looking for a drummer. And it was probably like six paragraphs long of like things I knew I wanted in a bandmate, things I didn't want in a bandmate.
Was this under Lost Connections?
Yeah, Misconnections is gone. Misconnections is gone. They took that off, I think, for many reasons. But they do have the musicians thing, you know. So I put it out there, and I was like, this is totally like last ditch. No one's going to answer this. But I was very specific to the point where if someone does answer it and, like, they can speak, like, fluent English in their email, like, I'll probably at least meet them, you know. So maybe after a month of fishing around with people there, James reached out, and I liked the tone of his email, and he actually said, first of all, I want to tell you, I read your whole description. I was like, okay, 1 point, you know, like, all right. And he's like, and actually, like, it was awesome. I really liked what you had to say. Like, we should meet. So we met him, and pretty much, like, surprisingly had never met each other in the scene because he played with Clovis Mann. And I remember seeing flyers for Clovis Mann 15 years ago when Dragon was, like, functioning all over the place. Just never went and saw them. And
I'm disappointed in James, right, or Jim, Jamie. He gave me three names, but I'm disappointed because he was out here rolling a joint earlier. And I don't know where he's at now.
Oh, there he is.
There he is. That joint's gone.
He looks very hazy right now.
He looks very hazy.
Might be another in your future. I don't know. You play your cards right. I think it'll happen. But yeah, so I mean, we met him, and it was like one of those people you meet and you just like are instant friends. Like you're just like, you fall in line, you get each other's jokes right away. Like, just really like nice camaraderie. So then we were like, okay, well, let's see if we actually can play together, because then that's like a whole different thing, right? Started getting together, and this is his heaviest band he's been in. He was in, like, you know, Clovis Mann was a little more folk rock, is kind of the vibe that I would say. That's probably not right, but he was like, I want to be in a rock band. I want to be a rock drummer. Like, I want to try this, and I like what you're doing. And like I said, all of our personalities gelled, and then we started writing. And once we started writing, the magic happened in that because we're a three-piece, everybody, A, has to pull their weight. But these two guys, like, are writing these songs with me, which is, like, a magical thing where it's, like, I'll get stuck on things in my head. I'll bring the idea to the table, and somebody all of a sudden is like, what if we tried that? And I'm like, I did not think of that at all. Let's do that. And so we're co-writing these songs. So it's, like, I had the original idea for these, but, like, they are co-written as a band. So
it's almost like a dream come true for you to be in this three-piece band, being with band members that you can collaborate with and get the songs that coming out of your heart, out of your brain, out in the music world.
I mean, I you know, I've told Robert this before too, but I feel like this is like the best stuff I've ever written. And I think really it does speak because like the other people in the band are like 100% in too. Like, I'm always the taskmaster in my bands. You know, it's like the guy that's like, okay, guys, this is practice and this is the schedule. And like, that's just my role, and I know it. And
hey,
I like,
yeah,
right. No, it's fine. Everybody, yeah. Until later, anyway, right?
Right. Until later. Are you recording right now? Is there an EP coming out so we can play this stuff on the radio?
So Tim, Consequence of the Vipers, is playing tonight. Just record. We recorded with him at Acme Studios on Willie Street. We did like, initially we were planning six tracks, an EP, and we added two more like B-sides that were like almost done songs that were like, we had time and we're like, screw it, let's put it down, let's do it, let's see what happens. So we have eight songs, and so far we've done like the vocal tracks roughly for all of them, and probably going to do one more small session of some overdubby things, and then that thing will probably hopefully be released in the spring, I think is what we're going to aim for. We're going to wait for the winter to blow over and then do something big in the spring. So
I'm so happy for you, John. I'm so excited to see Peacemaker play live tonight. You should be too. Come on down to the Dark Star Art Bar, 756 East Washington Avenue. If people wanted to connect with your band, Peacemaker, how do we do that?
You know, the Facebook thing, that's kind of where we're at, I guess, for now. We don't really, like, have our own site, but it's, you know, the Facebook.com/Peacemaker Rock. We have
Peacemaker Rock.
Yeah. So
awesome.
We're on there, and I'm going to actually take video of the show tonight and probably cut something up. So if you can't make it down, it'll be up. But you should make it down because it's going to be lots of fun. I think it's going to get nice and hot and sweaty in here and be magic.
Nice. So, I saw your wife here earlier today. How's your dogs, Penny and Mia?
No, we only have the one. We have Miso.
Miso.
Yeah.
Miso.
She's good. She's definitely aging. She's slowing down big time. Like, we noticed a big change a few months ago, and so we're kind of like, oh, no, you are getting old. She's 11, which isn't that old for a small dog, but, you know, things change. So we're still loving her. We're still loving on her.
She was a great dog. Thank you, John. Appreciate you. Robert Halstead from Sky Urchin here. They're the headliner tonight. You're the headliner, dude. And I got to tell you, man, the shirt that you were in, the peacock Hawaiian shirt with the hat. It's a top hat with lots of sparkles and an emerald or a sapphire on the bill. You look great, dude.
Thanks, Jimmy. I got this hat down in New Orleans in May, and it really just sort of like I felt some real connection to sort of the spiritual energy down there.
Yeah,
and while this is sort of honestly kind of a cheap hat that was bought in one of those stores that have a bunch of stuff,
it's
got the juju. And so I wanted to bring it back with me, and I still feel really connected to that since that trip. I mean, I got engaged down there. Thank you. I felt new energy into finally getting my stuff together and working on finishing the Sky Urchin first record. If you come down here tonight, we've pressed 20 CDs of a sneak preview of three of the songs on the album, pre-mastered, but the guys and I really love these mixes. We're still doing some tweaks and stuff. So, yeah, get one and let us know what you think. Maybe we can bring up the bass or, you know, bring up Dave's voice as he kind of, like, sings along while he drums in the room mics or something like that. But that's kind of our new merch as we're getting ready to, like, do a really serious release. Like John said, for Peacemaker, I think we're going to do a little bit of waiting for the winter to blow over and try to do something big in spring with the release. And maybe even have it on vinyl right away. So we're really excited. We're going to play stuff across everything that we've released tonight as headliners, which is not always the situation we're in. We're really treating it that way. If Dark Star will let us, we've got like a 70-minute set planned. We're really going to bring it. And actually, in honor of Max Inc., which thanks again for sponsoring and presenting the showcase, we're going to play an old Sky Road Fly song as well.
What song? Are you going to tell me?
I'll tell you all. I don't want everybody else here to hear, but I share it.
I share. Oh, I love that song. That's off your first album, isn't it?
It is off our first album.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, dude. You all are in for a great night. If you come down to the Dark Star Art Bar, 756 East Washington Avenue, is Sky Urchin, the Vipers. I mean, you can't get any more Madison legend than the Vipers playing live. And of course, the debut of Peacemaker. Robert, I love you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
I love your hat, dude. And your shirt. Yeah,
you're winning tonight with the album.
John Stover.
I am.
John Stover.
That's okay.
John Stover's dressed in all black. Yeah. You're very, very blasé, dude. Yeah. But you can
blend right
across.
I blend right in.
Dude, congratulations on Peacemaker.
Thanks,
I'm excited to see the show. You all ought to be excited to see the show. Come on down. There's plenty of room here for you. Get here soon because this place is going to sell out very soon. We're at the Dark Star Art Bar, 756 East Washington Avenue. I got to say thanks to our sponsor, Herbal Aspect. Cannabis Elevated, three Madison locations, Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and also brand new on Gammon Road. Free local delivery, I don't know if it's free or not. You're going to have to end up with the guys. Also, shipping off their website, high-quality CBD, Delta 8, the whole works, herbalaspect.com. Rob Roberts, Terry Barr, Rocker, broadcasting live from the Dark Star Art Bar. I'm Jimmy Kay. On Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
Stop by the Dark Star Art Bar. Buy Jimmy K. an old-fashioned. Cat and the Hurricane, they are next right here on Max Inc. Radio.